Gracias, señor presidente. Buenos días. Finalmente, el último día. But it's not over until it's over, right? Señor presidente, a través de usted quisiera agradecer a los panelistas el día de hoy. Creo que nos han dado, al igual que todos los panelistas anteriores, nos han dado unas muy informativas y educativas presentaciones. La suerte de hablar casi al final es que prácticamente todas mis preguntas han sido respondidas. Tenía el interés de saber sobre el tratado, sobre el espacio ultraterrestre y la necesidad de flesh out, como lo explicó Nivedita hace un poco. Las disposiciones en relación a que no han sido explicadas lo suficiente. I also had a question about safety and security, and I'm talking in English because in Spanish the term security involves safety. So we do have that problem. I think we've spoken a lot, Peter, about the overlaps and how to deal with COPUOS and what we're doing. Nevertheless, there remains a gray area. And we spoke about this bilaterally before. You say that coordination is very important, and I do believe that it is, but how do you actually operationalize this coordination? And I also had a question that my Austrian colleague posed, but regarding TCBMs, TCBMs are looked upon with suspicion by countries who want to advance a legally binding instrument. They're seen in the view of a stalling mechanism, politically speaking. When do you think a TCBM might be ripe enough to be transformed into or to jump towards a legally binding instrument? I know it's a political decision, nevertheless, do we have objective parameters? So I'm trying to bridge here this situation between legally binding or voluntary norms and legally binding. Is there a mechanism? Do you have experience in other forums and other instruments about these negotiations? I think that would be it. Thank you, Chair.